Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's work, of course, in the paper and online, rep-am.com. And we talk about things right here on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
We do. Start the week. Yes, good morning.
Things. We have things.
We do have things. And yes, I agree with you. Hire somebody.
Yes, that's the safest way to shovel, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Wait, best way to do it. But fortunately, we didn't have to shovel much so far this year. Wow.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How about that short town meeting? Mike Flint came into Sharon. It lasted about a minute and a half.
Well, it took me longer to get there and get home, I'll tell you, than the actual meeting. But we deserved it after a couple of really long meetings this past week. So we're good.
So the tennis courts will be fixed, and there's now a Sharon Region 1 rep. Now, hopefully, they'll appoint a backup rep, like every other
town. An alternate?
Yeah.
Does every town have an alternate? Is every town meant to have an alternate?
Yes.
They should. And those alternates should be well-versed and well-informed.
Yeah.
Because
it's like a jury alternate. You've got to show
right,
up.
You have to know what's going on to vote, in, you know, with...
They should. I just think that they should take somebody from their local board and appoint them as an alternate, just in case.
Mm.
You know, just in case.
I would... Well, yes, they will have it. Because... Ann Vance was the alternate for Bob Whalen, so I'm sure they're going to continue that practice, or continue with her, so I would think. Yes, so that was a real quickie, and we took a ride down to see the tennis courts. It's a lovely area down there.
Oh, gosh, yeah, they've done a nice job.
Beautifully set into the woods, and so now people can play tennis again. They will when it's done. Yeah.
See, I'm so old, I remember when you used to play tennis back behind the firehouse.
Yes, boy, they'd look at you now, Marshall, and say, oh, my God.
And that's all because I played tennis on the Sharon tennis courts that were by in between Prindle Insurance and the firehouse.
Right, and the Legion Hall, right?
That's where they used to have the Sharon Fireman's Carnival, right in there.
Wow. Sharon also had a meeting a selectmen's meeting earlier in the week. They heard about the need for transportation issues from members of LARC in Torrington, for employees of LARC. And then they also accepted the resignation of Patty Braislin, the assessor, and they hired her assistant, Jennifer Dubray, and they're going to switch roles and switch salaries. So that makes it easy. Patty is also the assessor down here in Kent. We had a meeting again in Salisbury on middle school sports. The Board of Ed met. As you know, this has been a hot topic. Following the vote, the joint meeting at which no vote was taken to change anything that happened as far as rescinding the rejection of the idea, David Valson, the chairman, said he would recommend maybe that just the four towns that want to do it participate and keep it in their local budgets. And that's been the hot button, because several people just don't feel it belongs in the shared services budget. That was their concern. And so now they are looking into just putting it into their own separate budgets and keeping it to those towns who want to participate.
You know, that's what I wrote last week, is that every town, no one's against the plan, but it's the funding of the plan. So if every local board of education puts that in their budget for next year that wants to participate, they can participate. And if there's a town that has somebody that's not participating and they want to participate, they can break down the cost per student, and that student would pay, or their family would pay that cost. It's called pay to play.
There's some issue on that, whether you're in all in or all out, and that's going to be hashed out again, I've heard. They may not, you know, you either...
People should bring Snickers bars.
They can't ever do anything.
It's really just, we'll see what happens, but I cannot believe that we have spent so much time, effort, emotion on an issue. It's Well, not since the budget got voted down all those years ago. It just seems...
But
no, I shouldn't say that. The grading system, the scheduling did bring out a lot of emotions. So.
But what's frustrating is that with the grading schedule, the grading system and the schedule, there were two sides. Here, a bunch of people are for it. It's just about structuring it intelligently. That's
true.
That's just for paying it.
That's the difference.
Nobody's against offering kids opportunities.
Exactly. And to turn it into that is a little bit, I'm not saying that you are, it just,
that's
frustrating.
Problem. Yes.
All right.
Yes. So anyway, had a busy weekend. We were up at Noble Horizons for the Jesse Sheehan demonstration on recipes, and even got a treat as we, that was one of the benefits. We don't often get to eat when we're at these meetings, but she whipped up some great stuff, and she's quite a lively demonstrator. And we were also then at the New Yorker cover art show later on at the White Hart. This is a sort of a branch of the Wonders of Winter show that's being going on now by the Salisbury Association for the benefit of SWASA and the ski jumps. And they had the kids do some New Yorker covers, and they're amazing. And really, really, the kids did a fabulous job, and they were awarded first, second, and third place. And we'll have that story. And then Peter Vermilia was speaking on the issue of slavery in Litchfield County over at the Scoville Library. It was very busy Saturday, and so we got to hear part of that. And now we turn our heads to next week, and we start tonight, Marshall, with our favorite night.
Board of Selectmen for Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Inland Wetlands Commission at 6:30, the Region 1 Board of Education.
6:30.
The North
and they're
Canaan.
Thinking of changing that to 6. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but we'll see.
North Canaan Board of Selectmen meeting tonight.
Yep.
I mean, this is the night. I think that's it for tonight, I think.
I hope. Yeah. Not much more you can do.
But you got the Board of Education in Falls Village tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
And then the special meeting of the Board
Cornwall
of Finance.
And Board of Selectmen tomorrow night as well.
And the special meeting of the Board of Finance to fill that vacancy there in Sharon happens tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's squeezed in there.
Oh, that's tomorrow too.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And on Thursday, the Cynthia Kirk, who used to, I don't know if you remember, did the cartoons for the Litchfield County Times.
Yep.
She was really a great artist, is going to speak to the Cornwall Women's Group, Women's Society, at 10 o'clock at the library. And she must have a fabulous portfolio of prints and things. So hopefully we'll get over to that. And looking ahead again,
it's a busy weekend.
SWASA all weekend.
Well, Hotchkiss Library starts their Friday film series at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Mm, okay. And then we have Skiing Under the Lights.
Oh, gosh, yeah. The
Human Dog Sleds on Friday night. SWASA stuff all day Saturday with the snowball in the evening. And then the championship stuff on Sunday the 9th. And just one more, going ahead one more day, the Canaan PCC, which is going to have the hearing on banning boarding houses, a moratorium on boarding houses, which is sure to be another emotional issue.
And what we remind people is with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, on Friday night, there's the snack shop is operated by the Sunday in the Country Food Drive.
Yes.
So everything you purchase at that snack shack on Friday night benefits the Sunday in the Country Food Drive. Of course, the snowball benefits SWASA on Saturday night at 8. And there used to be a pancake breakfast that was in Salisbury. It's not anymore. So if you want a pancake breakfast, the Sharon Fire Department one starts at 7 and goes to 10:30. Mm. So that's perfect timing if you want to go there, get your breakfast, and then you head over to
SWASA.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, busy weekend. And I think we're supposed to get a little precipitation.
It's a mess what might happen this weekend, but we won't worry about that
through no matter what. It's amazing.
We've
had warm weather and you think they can't do it, they do it. If you have snow and ice, they still can do it.
You can go down there right now, or better yet, go to jumpfest.com and take a look at their their cam, and you'll see they have made tons of snow.
Oh, I was just up there the other day. I took a ride up, and their machines are all there, and snow is it's a beautiful sight looking up at that jump.
They make snow every night, every night.
Just amazing. So busy, busy weekend, and a busy week.
Yep.
This is our fun week, second week of the month.
I tell you to put on your roller skates, but I tell you to put on your skis.
Or my ice skates, yeah. Okay.
All right, Ruth.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Of course, you can find her work in the paper and also at rep-am.com on the web.